Good to everyone. We have reached the milestone of page 300 today. We're at Simon Reish, Lamed Vav, Birchas Kriyat Shema, Shel Arvis. After talking about all the Zmanim of Kriyat Shema, the beginning Zman, the end Zman, we are now up to the goof of the Tefillah of Marav in of itself, Birchas Kriyat Shema and Kriyat Shema. Just one last Ha'ara from last time, because we discussed whether we're talking back, but only on Kriyat Shema, or also on Tefillah before Chatzos, so then we would go back to the Klala we saw also, by Tefillah Mincha and by Tefillah Shachar. So that means, according to the Mishnah Berurah, that means you have to be finished with whatever you're doing by that Zman. If you want to get into the Chatzil before Chatzos, that means you have to be done with Kriyat Shema by Chatzos, and you have to be done with Shemoneh Esrei, according to Marino Rabbeinu Rav Nevin, so it says Machmer. Even by Shemoneh Esrei of Chatzos, be Machmer also over there in that case. Okay? Now, I saw even by Ben Zion Abba Shaul, quoted in the Halacha Berurah, he took it so far as to say, I mean, he agrees. He agreed also with Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Zal that better daven be a chidus before Chatzos than to daven with the minion after Chatzos. That was a psak of Ben Zion Abba Shaul for the Sfarnim. However, the Halacha Berurah disagreed. The Halacha Berurah over there, I did not see him quoting directly Rav Avadia, so I'm not sure if it's sure the opinion of Rav Avadia, but that is how the Halacha Berurah brought down. He felt that better to daven with a minion after Chatzos, which is seemingly the more pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch, who doesn't bring down the din of Chatzos, Lagabe Shmona Esrei. So the Chora, according to that, would be better to daven with a minion after Chatzos. Once again, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Zal, Rav Ben Zion Abba Shaul also held better to daven before Chatzos, would be a chidus than daven after Chatzos with a minion. Once again, to be finished by Chatzos, that's the Kavan over here, at least according to the understanding of Mishnah Berurah. The Aruch HaShulchan, another place, once again, as we said earlier on many times, he held that you have to start from before Chatzos in terms of these things. Moving on now to Simon Reish Lamed Vav. What is Marv? What do we do at Marv? So we all know the first thing, at least according to Nusach Ashkenaz, is that we say Vuhurachum. Vuhurachum Yichaperi, and the question is, where did this come from? The Gemara doesn't mention. The Gemara only talks about the Birkas Kriyat Shema, that we have two before and one after. Shachas, two before and two after. At Marv, okay, where did this Vuhurachum come from? So the Torah, not in our Simon, but in Simon, Reish Lamed Zayin, brings down two reasons why they were attacking to say Vuhurachum. It says, Seret Filas Arvis Omer Vuhurachum. V'tiknu la'omer l'fi. Why do we say it? Two reasons over here brought in the Torah. L'fi she'b'shachras ha'mincha yesh t'midim she'mechaprin. By shachras ha'mincha, we have the Korban Tumen once again that brings kapara to Klal Yisrael. Therefore, we don't need v'hurachum. V'hurachum yichaper avon v'leyashchid. Is it talking about kapara? Marav, we don't have the Tumen. So therefore, we introduce the tefillah v'hurachum of al-arvis. Shein Tumen l'chaper tiknu la'omer l'v'hurachum. Okay, in order to get kapara and marav, that's why we say v'hurachum. The second answer, very intriguing answer, is that we, I don't know, maybe those who have learned Hilchos Yom Kippur, there is a din brought down in the Roma, that there's a din of getting makos on Erev Yom Kippur to go down, not real makos like you guys learning Maseches makos, okay, but pattern after the same thing, to take a little ritzua and get some type of makos, lezecher the makos, in order to get kapara before Yom Kippur. So seemingly, the Torah brings down that there used to be a minug that every night, some people used to do this, every night, they would get down and get some lashes for the averis that they did in the day. V'yesh omri, l'fishenagu lilkos arvis, l'achar shukhatu kol yom, after people sin all day long, they would get their malchus, u'malchus mitchaper lahem. L'kach nagu lomar achal malchus v'hurachum. The meaning of the Ramah brings down also over there in Elchus Yom Kippurim, that the meaning is to say v'hurachum while you're getting the malchus. Therefore, so too over here at nighttime, they would do v'hurachum before the malchus. So we leave out the malchus, but we still cut the v'hurachum before Marv. Those are the two reasons why we say v'hurachum. Okay, the Mechaber does not bring it down over here, but the Mishnah Berurah does, and Sikkot in Aleph, he says, V'yaminig lomar v'hurachum kodon tefilas arvis. The minig is to say it before tefilas arvis. He says, Tor sim reish lam, is it ayin shamatam? We know the two reasons now. You can sign in your Mishnah Berurah, it's the ayin, the Tor, and you write down two different reasons on the side of your, I don't know if there's any nafkaminas between them. However, very importantly, V'dad demadimur leel simin nun dal be Mishnah Berurah sikkot in yegimel v'shem achronim, that which you learn early on in Hilchos Pesukim Zimra. By the Baruch Hu and Simon Nindalit over there, the Achar Baruch Hu Dino Kemsa Perak. Once you say Berak Baruch Hu, it's like you're in the middle of a Perak of Berakas Kriyat Shema. Poshut Ein Lachalik Bein Shachar Sarvis. You should not make a chilek between Shachar and Arvis. Ulefize Tzarich Li Zayir. A person has to be Zayir Meod. Shalol Lisaper Achar Baruch Hu the Arvis. Once you say Baruch Hu and Arvis, you're not allowed to talk. Even before you start the first bracha, once you said baruch, it's like you're in the middle of a paragraph, and therefore the beginning of the isser of talking at Marav has to stop at that point. Unfortunately, but when we say no harabim, even a marav back in the day, I don't even when I was growing up, I don't remember people talking during marav. That was like a no-go. You're in the middle of brachos. Nowadays, it's been much more parutz. Unfortunately, people are talking in the middle of berachos. Kriyat Shema Chas Shalom. It's a terrible thing. It's usur to start. It's usur to talk at all. From the time you hear Baruchu until all the way after Shemon Esrei, Chori, you should wait till after davening. Anyways, but there is absolutely an Isser Meikur to Dinah at that point. Okay, that's all over here, the Mishnah Berurah, Vahu Rachum, and the Baruchu that we're going to say at Marv. Now, let's move it to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, V'erem Mevarich Shtayim Lifnei Kriyat Shema U'Shtayim L'Acharel. At nighttime, we have two brachas before and two brachas afterwards. We add in the extra bracha of Hashkiveinu at nighttime. Okay, we add in the bracha of Hashkiveinu at nighttime. Okay, now, Sif Beis. Sif Beis tells us, discusses over here, he says over here, Ein L'Saper Be'Ge'ulu D'Arvis L'Tfilo. Just like by Shachos we have a din of Smichas Gula Tfila, so too at Maruv, we also have a din over here, Beferish over here, of Smichas Gula Tfila, Gaal Yisrael, when we have Shmon Esrei. And therefore, once again, it is us to speak and not supposed to be Mafsik. Therefore, the Gemara already asks, it's a little bit strange, if you have Smichas Gula Tfila, how do we throw in this extra brach of Hashkivenu in the middle that is massive between Gaal Yisrael and Shmon Esrei? So we say over there, it's a Gula, a Richta, it's a continuation of the Gula, Beseder. So that is one thing. But also at Marav, we also have a Kaddish in between. Okay, it's a little bit strange. So what's going on? Do we have Smichas Gula Tfila? Not a Smichas Gula. So some want to bring down the Beis Yosef, brings down quotes, Rishon, that say, based on the fact that we have a Kaddish before, that there's really not really a din of Smichas Gula Tfila at Marav. That is not how we paskin, like we see over here. We is a din of Smichas Gula Tfila Mimarav. Okay, the Chaber then quotes continues, and also in Chutzart they also say this Yiru Einenu Baruch Hashem the Olam Amen Amen Yiru Einenu, the two long paragraphs that they have in the Sidurim in Chutz. So that's coming from over here. It's a din in Shulchan Aruch. It says V'af Hanoagin Lomar Shmon Asrei Psukim VaYiru Einenu Ein LaHasik Ben Yiru Einenu LaTfila. Nevertheless, even though that was added on later on, it's unclear if they were supposed to add or not supposed to add it. But that's also a Hemshech of the same Geula, or it's a Geula Richta, and therefore it is not going to be considered a separation. Umil, Mashemachrish the Atzibah Rosh Chodesh Ben Kaddish L'Tfilas Arvis. But that which they bound on the beam and they announced Yalo V'Yovo right before they start Shmon Esrei L'Chora, that should be a Hesik between Geula and Tfila. He says Lo Hafi Hesik, that's not considered a Hesik. Cave and shoot Sarach Tfila, since it's a need for the Tfila, so the congregation does not forget to say Yalo V'Yovo. The Chen Yachol Amar Baruchu L'Hotzi Mishlo Shama V'Lo Hafi Hesik. Sounds like they would say a Baruchu at this point sometime in order that for someone to not hear, and it would not be a hasik. Va'ayin el simin samach tes. Okay, we'll come back to the Ramah Bezrat Hashem at the end. Now, so over here we said we have this v'yirei neinu. So number one, in terms of Baruch Hashem Yilom V'ayin v'yirei neinu, minig to say it, minig not to say it. So even amongst the Svardim, especially here in Herzl, most Svardim don't say Baruch Hashem Yilom V'yirei neinu even in Chutzart. Is that correct? There are mixes, I think, congregations who do, but even Svardim, for some reason, do not follow the Shulchan Aruch over here, and they don't say V'yirei neinu. In Chutzart, most Ashkenazic minions do say Baruch Hashem Yilom V'yirei neinu. Also, it is, if you notice, it's Shmon Esrei Psukim, Keneged the Shmon Esrei, Brachos of Shmon Esrei. It's like a Kitzer Shmon Esrei that they put in over there. The Midian, all of Eretz Yisrael, is not to say it at all. Is not to say it at all. What about a Ben Chutz La'aretz going to Eretz Yisrael, or a Ben Eretz Yisrael going to Chutz La'aretz in terms of saying Baruch Hashem Yilam Ve'yirenu Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal over here in Divrei Vasel Psukim. He says Eretz Yisrael Lo Nagu Lomar Psukim Yirenu. The Minhag is not to say it at all. He says Venera de Ben Eretz Yisrael about the Chutz La'aretz. If you're Ben Eretz Yisrael, you're going to go to Chutz La'aretz, and they are saying it. What does he do? V'daitel Achzor, and his das is to go back. If he's planning moving the Chutz La'aretz, so he becomes a Ben Chutz La'aretz, and he goes and for sure says it with them. But if his plan is to come back to Eretz Yisrael, he's just visiting for a little bit. Lo Yom Rami should not say it because for him it's going to be a hafsik. Oh, what does he do? He's going to sit there twiddling his thumbs for the 2 minutes when they're saying Yireinenu. What is he supposed to do? Ach lo Yir letzibor shein omrim. You should not make it look like you're not saying. You see, sometimes some dafkuniks. What happens when they get the Baruch Hashem Yolam V'Ed? They're not even Bnei Eretz Yisrael. They might dream to be Bnei Eretz Yisrael, but they're not. But they'll do is they'll stand up and we're going to protest against Baruch Hashem Yolam V'Ed. They don't say it, and they show everyone else they're not saying it. That's incorrect. Not only for a Ben Chutzarts who should be saying it, but even for a Ben Eretz Yisrael who's there, they should not make it apparent that they're not saying it. They should say Kriyat Shema with a little more Kavana, so that by the time when they're done with Kriyat Shema, you're still saying Kriyat Shema. And when you're done with Hashkivenu, they'll be done with Yerinenu, and everyone will look like you're saying the brachas along with them. You should not make it apparent that you're not saying it with them. Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal, also Malacha Brurai, so also that, and this is definitely the merit, even B'nai Chutz La'aretz, they're coming to Eretz Yisrael, you would think that they should do their minag, at least, and not make it apparent, but they should say it. They said they do not say it even here in Eretz Yisrael. I asked Rav Nevinzal why, and he said that already it's a very big machlokas whether to say it or not, it's not so pashut that to say it at all, and therefore here in Eretz Yisrael, the minag is, even for B'nai Chutz La'aretz, not to say, Baruch Hashem, Yolam Amen, B'Amen, B'Yiru, Einenu, in that case. It's very, a little bit interesting, if you're a chazan in Chutz La'aretz, what if Ben Eretz Yisrael goes to be a chazan in Chutz La'aretz? So that is problematic. What's he going to do? It's a hefsek for him. So the Lach Bror claims that you should better for them not to be a chazan. Don't be trying not to be a chazan if you're in the Chutz La'aretz. Not always that shaykh. So in that case, the Lach Bror paskins Halacha Maisa that he should just stay quiet while they say Baruch Hashem Yolam Amen, and then when the sibur is done, go ahead and say Kaddish. And I got a chance to ask Rav Nevinzal if he agreed to that. That is what the Lach Bror paskins in terms of Ben Eretzel, who's a chazan at Mariv in Chutz La'aretz. He definitely should not go straight to Kaddish. The Tzibur is a lot of his supposed to say it. And that's what they would do in terms of that. Now, in terms of this bimachris, then we know the gaba yalav yavo to call out. It is pashin at mincha. There's absolutely no problem to call out yalav yavo, al nis, whatever it might be, because there's no smichas gula tefillah. We see over here at Mariv, also the Shulchan Aruch is passing, you could say yalav yavo. But not only that, he says in Sikkot and Zayin v'lav davka likrov l'achrisu Rosh Chodesh. Lav davka to announce Rosh Chodesh u daraisa, which has a daraisa aspect to it. Not only that, he can announce, oh, l'achris talum atar, shim tot sarach las, or even talum atar, where if they make a mistake, they're going to have to go back. El afila hachris alanisim shaper dami, even alanisim, which is only derabanan. And if you forget it, you don't have to go back. You could also go ahead and announce that. The afal gashim yitu gam kenon sarach las, or even though if they make a mistake, they don't have to go back if they forget it. Nevertheless, it's still considered a tzarach tefila and not considered a hesek. Now, two things. Says the Mishnah Berurah v'dafu makom hazeh. It's only mutter for the gabbai to announce yalav yavo at this point, yachol lahasik, between the end of the brachos of the end of Hashkivenu and Shmon Rasik. Avol kushu omi v'birkas kriyat shema bin aprokim. But if he's in the middle of kriyat shema, even if he's between paragraphs of kal v'chomer, he's in the middle of a paragraph. Aser lo lahachri shum davar, then it's going to be aser to mention anything. That is mamish a hefsek. Only after Gaali, so only after Hashkivenu, where it's in between the end of Birkas Kriyat Shema and Shemon Esrei, then he could go ahead and machris. Therefore, the gabbai is not caught up with the tzibur. He cannot announce it. He would only be able to bang on the bima. That's number one. Number two, very importantly, Shaar Tzion points out, why is this a din of Marav? What happened to Shachris? If we say there's a din of Smichas Gula Latfila also by Shachris, why then didn't we mention this din? They can say Yalav, remind the Seer to say Yalav Yavo also at Shachris. So two things. One's not mentioned over here, and the second one is. One is, as Nevinzal pointed out also, is that Marav always comes first. So therefore, Marav is the most important time to announce it, because that's the beginning of saying Yalav Yavo. It's the beginning of saying Al Nisim, in order to remind the Tzibur for the first time, Al Nisim Yalav Yavo. But more than that, is the Shaar Tzion points out in Siv Katan Dalid. He says V'Dafka Ba'arvis. Dafka by Marav, from what we talked about at the beginning, that since some Rishon hold there's not even a din of Smichas Gula Tefillah at Marav. Dafka ba'arvis, the Smichas Gula Tefillah shlo, lo chomer kulei hai mishun the Tefillah's Arvis Rishus. Since Tefillah's Arvis is a Rishus, and also we have a Kaddish already in between, we see that the Smichas Gula Tefillah is not as strong as the Smichas Gula Tefillah at Shachris. So, therefore, Dafka at Marav, you're the Gabbai, is allowed to announce. Ava ben Gula Tefillah to Shachris, chamira tvevi aser, but by Shachris, it's a much stronger gula tefillah, and therefore it is usher to be machris at Shachris. What comes out over here, we see beferish is there a smichas gula tefillah marav? Yes. Should you be machbid? Yes. You're not allowed to talk? Yes. However, it's not as strong as the smichas gula tefillah at Shachris, and therefore the dinim are a little bit different based on the psak over here. Okay, so that is the halach lamais in terms of the gabbai. So the gabbai is allowed to announce a marav, anything, all those things. At Shachris, They should do the clap on the bima, and that should remind the tzibor, and he does not have to go ahead and say it out loud. Not only that, the poskim are not so into also what happens in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Also in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, everyone starts screaming Yalav Yovel in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, Al Nisim. That's not the way you're talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu. One person, if the gabbai dies, fine, but everyone else should not have to remind the tzibor. It's not their job, and as long as the tzibor already knows, it's going to be good enough. Last thing is the end of the Ramah. The Ramah writes over here, that I saw those who are midactic to stand up when they say the Shemoneh Esrei Psukim Shel Baruch Hashem Li'olam Amen V'Amen Yiroi Neno, since these 18 Psukim, as I said before, is connected the Shemoneh Esrei Brachos and Shemoneh Esrei. So therefore he says, I saw the midactic to stand up for Yiroi Neno Baruch Hashem Li'olam. Not those people who stand up and not say it. Some of the people stand up in order to say it. That's the Ramah. Once again, it's a good minhag because it was nitkan in place of Shemoneh Esrei. Valkain roi la'amod behen kemo b'tefillah. Therefore, one should stand up just like he does by tefillah. However, the Mishnah Berurah Sikkat Yud says v'harbi achronim katu yod tov shelo la'amod. Many achronim disagree with the psak of the Mishnah the Ramah over here, and they don't think that the midak team should do this. Why? Why not to stand up? Kedei laharo shein rotzel latzeis b'zei yidei chavas shemoneh tefillah Shemoneh Esrei. If people stand up for this tefillah, it might look like they're trying to be yotzei their Shemoneh Esrei with this tefillah, and therefore they should dafka sit down to show that this is not their regular Shemoneh Esrei, and therefore the achronim write better to sit down. To miyashiv the minhag of the Ramah. And those who want to stand up, they have what to rely on the Ramah over here. So therefore, the Shartzian points out in Sivkot and Zayin, if one does stand up, he says, V'al koponim, lo yano v'panav alakir. He shouldn't stand up in his formation like he does in Shemoneh Esrei, right in front of the wall, shuckling like he does with his feet together, like he does in Shemoneh Esrei. Da'az nerekim mechamat seiz b'dayi tefillah Shemoneh Esrei. Because then it looks like he's being yotzei his tefillah Shemoneh Esrei. So if he wants to stand up, l'zeich at this minute, he has the right to go ahead and stand up, even though most of the world does not stand up for those who say, Yireinu baruch Hashem li'olam v'amein v'amein. Nevertheless, if he does want to stand up, like the Ramah says, then at least he should stand up with his feet apart, not facing the wall like he's in the mode of saying Shemoneh Esrei. Ad kan for today.